This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Oh, there's a piece of somebody's house floating away. I love them.
There is devastation this morning across the South, where heavy rain caused catastrophic flooding in places like Mayfield, Kentucky. Ray Moss Adams lives in Carlisle.
I've never seen nothing like that. And we've had floods before, but not like this.
An EF1 tornado wiped out almost 90 buildings in North Carolina, where at least 13 people were injured. Heat alerts are still up in the South and Southwest. Phoenix has hit three straight weeks now of highs above 110. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Here in Maricopa County, officials have confirmed at least 12 deaths linked to this heat wave. But perhaps most troubling about all of this, a third of those victims were actually inside at the time and may not have noticed the symptoms until it was too late.
We found out this week former President Trump could be facing possible charges in connection with alleged attempts to tamper with the outcome of the 2020 election. CBS News has learned they may include conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and witness tampering. Former federal prosecutor Scott Frederickson.
This goes to the top of the most serious charges that the former president will face. This is of a constitutional dimension. We've never seen anything like this in the history of our country.
Two IRS agents have testified on Capitol Hill about their role in the federal investigation of Hunter Biden. CBS's Catherine Herridge spoke to one of them, Joseph Ziegler.
At the end of the day, it's a matter of, are we treating everyone the same? Are we treating all taxpayers the same?
And in this case?
And in this case, no, I don't think so.
The president's son is expected to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax crimes next week. After 37 drawings, we finally have a winner.
America's favorite jackpot game. This is Powerball.
Last night's $1 billion ticket was sold at Las Palmitas Mini Mart in downtown L.A. We don't know who the buyer is, but we do know.
The $1.08 billion Powerball jackpot is the third largest Powerball jackpot ever won and the sixth largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever won.
Jacob Harris with the Michigan Lottery. Cash value, $558 million. Astronomers are reporting a bizarre cosmic pairing. What could be two planets sharing the same orbit around a star 370 light years away. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The $1.08 billion.
Scientists had predicted such co-orbiting planets could exist, at least in theory, but they've never spotted one in real life. This observation, if it's verified, could be just that example.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenaire.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bob.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the talented, the wonderful Mr. Aaron Zommers, right on the other side of the window now in the other booth. Welcome back. It is Wednesday, July 19th, hour number two of the big show. Still getting used to this beautiful new studio we have high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison, the new world headquarters of Civic Media, Mr. Zommers. And it's kind of like that has that new studio smell and still trying to get used to the seats.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird. Like right now, I'm making eye contact and talking to Todd, which has not happened anytime during the show before Monday. Not once.
And I keep wanting to look back over at the screen because I'm so used to looking at the screen, right? Rather than to look at each other.
Such a simple thing that we take for granted, I guess.
I know, right? So I was driving back. I was driving home last night and I was going out of the parking ramp. And I drive, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. It's not a small vehicle. And I'm going down the parking ramp. And a couple of young Yahoo dudes with their caps on backwards are driving this monstrosity pickup truck with a great big, huge mirrors out at the side and a full bed. Mine's a short bed. This is a full bed. And they're just barreling through the parking lot. And so, you know, Todd just, like, I stop. And, of course, I'm the one who backs up and lets them go through and acquiesce. And I just thought to myself, why do I always have to be that guy? You know, why do I have to be the one that stops and lets people through? Just once, I'd like to keep on trucking. And you know what would happen? I'd get hit.
Yep, it's because you care.
That is my luck. That is my luck. Well, first world problems, but that's what was on my mind this afternoon. Go back to the text line real quickly. Appreciate you listening to us last hour with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Talking about a variety of things, we brought up Ronald Reagan at one point. One listener from WMDX here in Madison says, quote, Reagan, he played a huge part in the mess we're in economically in this country. How is that trickle-down economics working out for you? What a joke, unquote. Well, I wasn't defending everything Reagan said. To Trigby's point, we're going to do this one Wednesday. We will do an entire show dedicated to a debate and discussion of Reagan and the legacy. Because I certainly don't view him the way I used to. I'm just saying at the time, as a young person in 1980, 82, 83, 84, it was a different feeling than it is in 2023, looking through with the advantage of hindsight, right? So I think we're going to do a whole Reagan show. That's great. Another listener says from Waukesha, WAUK, quote, of course CJ supports and loves Reagan. All right. Says that he is angry. All right. Another listener from Waukesha, WAUK, not that Trump had any complicity with Putin BS, but Biden and crime family has taken over $100 million from China. Don't think that the Biden folks, the Biden family has taken that much money from China by a long shot, but we'll keep reading them. Says, shaking my head, like how you disparage MAGA, which is, quote, make America great again. Nothing liberals should be crowing about. Shaking my head.
Well, the thing is, it's right. not that we disparage the idea of America being good. It's no. that phrase has come to mean more than just do things that are good. It has come to mean worship Donald Trump.
Exactly. And I think it's still interesting that people think that somehow Trump tried to make people think that he came up with this, make America great again. But I have that same poster, actually, that Trigby has, that has Reagan, Ronald Reagan. It says, make America great again. But it was very different. It was a unifying cause in 1980. It was not this divisive thing of attacking each other.
Right. Now, make America great again stands for, oh, all these gay folks and everything, just stop. Go back in your basement, in your closet.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what... And again, why does the Republican side, the MAGA side, keep bringing this up, right? That's the side that keeps bringing it up. Before the break, I want to note July 19th. So it was 175 years ago today, a little date in history. July 19th, 1848, 300 men and women gathered in Seneca Falls, New York. It was the first public political meeting on women's rights. Two-day conference marked the beginning of the movement for women's rights to vote. That right took 70 years to win with ratification of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Four of the convention's five women organizers were Quakers, a.k.a. the Religious Society of Friends. The fifth leader, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, not a Quaker, wanted the convention to just focus on fighting for women's right to vote, women's suffrage. However, Lucretia Mott and the other Quaker leaders wanted to address the roots of women's oppression, which they saw as, quote, mindless tradition and savage greed, unquote. You see, Quakers always wanted and viewed men and women as equals. Among Quakers, there's never been talk of women's rights. It was simply human rights. Seneca Falls convention goers approved a document called the Declaration of Sentiments, modeled after the U.S. Declaration of Independence. It started that, quote, all men and women are created equal, unquote, and it celebrated women's worthiness, criticized their subjugation, and articulated the rights they deserved. Participants also passed 12 resolutions designed to provide for women's equality, affirming their right to vote, such as the station of society and their conscience shall dictate and their sacred rights to the elective franchise. This date in history, 175 years ago today, Seneca Falls, New York. Back with your phone calls and more after this. This is the Tallahball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be cooler and a lot less humid today. A few clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high right around 76 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 56 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 82 on Saturday. Mostly sunny with an evening or nighttime thunderstorm. Our high Saturday, 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tunnel Ball Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. You don't have the app, you say? Well, the only better day to download the Civic Media app than today was yesterday. And we can't go back. So you might as well just do it today. Go to your app store on your iPhone or your Android. Type in Civic, that's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free, takes less than a minute. The Civic Media app, where you can listen to Mr. Zomers and I every afternoon, 1 until 3, and all the other fine programming as well. Fine programming like our next guest at the bottom of the hour, coming up at 2:30, Tara Ariano. She is a national TV critic, writes for publications like GQ Magazine and Vanity Fair, also Vulture, The New York Times, Slate, Cracked.com. And she was the co-founder of the former TelevisionWithoutPity.com site. A really innovative site. Was one of the credited as one of the first places that put television synopsises together where you could kind of catch up on your shows and also offer critique at the same time. A lot of network executives followed Television Without Pity. They ended up selling it to NBC Universal, which unfortunately discontinued it. But Tara Ariano will be here at the bottom of the hour talking about the Screen Actors and Writers Guild strike going on right now across America. Going to ask her about that. Also going to ask her as a critic, we'll see if she answers this. Maybe she'll say she doesn't want to. I don't know. I want to compare notes. I'm going to write down my top 5 or 6 TV shows of all time in my mind or ones I really like. And I'm going to ask her to give us hers. And we'll see the difference between a layperson viewer like Todd and an actual critic like Tara Ariano.
It'd also be interesting to compare to my favorites because as we talked about with, what the heck was his name the other day? Not yesterday, the day before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mind is going, but go ahead.
Yeah, we talked about loving bad things.
Right.
And that goes to TV shows as well. I like some that I definitely know critically. Leave
not
a lot
so
to be desired, but that's part of the appeal to me.
Very good. Coming up at 2:30, Tara Ariano, we will talk television strikes and everything else in the television world. Strikes are a theme, and I want to get your calls on this here in the next 15 minutes or, well, 10 minutes or so. Give us a call. On this, UPS has announced today, according to CBS News, UPS, yes, what can Brown do for you? That UPS will train non-union employees ahead of a looming strike. Should we have scab UPS workers? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would you trust your packages to somebody that had a couple of weeks training? Because that's all they got. All right? 844-967-2789. Dateline, North Texas, according to CBS News, amid negotiations with UPS union employees, the company is taking preemptive actions to keep the packages moving. It's planning to train non-union employees in case drivers go on strike and make sure deliveries on goods and medications are not impacted. In a statement, the company insists the move is a temporary solution and not an effort to walk away from negotiations or permanently sweep out union workers. 97% of which voted in favor of a strike if a deal is not reached by July 31st. We talked about this on a previous show. Delved into it. UPS, and believe it, I was working in retail before I doing a management gig for L.L. Bean, where almost all, probably 98, 99% of our stuff came from UPS or was delivered by UPS. And those trucks are not air conditioned. And so the workers have said, look, with the climate change, particularly in places like California, Arizona, Texas, Florida, temperatures are well over 100 degrees in some of these trucks. And so the union basically said, look, we want you to start providing air condition in these trucks, giving us reasonable work breaks to allow for bathroom usage and make conditions better. Now, UPS allegedly acquiesced to some of the air conditioning things, but they didn't say when that might be. So, yeah, it's fine to say, oh, sure, well, we'll put the air conditioners in as we replace the trucks. Well, that might be 5, 6, 7 years for some of these vehicles, right? So UPS, 97% of UPS workers voted to strike if a deal is not reached between the union and UPS by the 31st of this month. According to CBS this afternoon, UPS Teamsters make up half of the company's workforce. Drivers are demanding better benefits and working conditions. Several items have already been agreed upon, as I said, but the union is still looking for pay increases in both full and part-time workers. This would be the largest U.S. labor strike in more than 60 years if it goes through. The last time that UPS workers specifically went on strike was in 1997. Those employees were gone for so long that it meant there was a shutdown for operations for over 2 weeks. 1997, Mr. Zomers, I was around in 1997. I will tell you that the internet was not prolific at that point. And therefore, things like Amazon Prime did not exist. And so, yes, there were a lot of packages delivered by UPS in 1997, but nowhere near the reliance that we depend upon today.
Oh, yeah. At this point, it is an essential service because, as you mentioned, medications and other goods like food and everything need to be shipped to people. If you're disabled and you don't have somebody to take you in to pick up your meds, you need to get them delivered to you. And there are a lot of people who have that. Having worked in a pharmacy, I had to ship out a lot of stuff most days. And there, I see UPS from their perspective. They have two options. They have trained a bunch of scabs, sorry, non-union workers, to hold over because you can't not ship people meds.
Right.
Or make a deal with the union. And of course, they're choosing the one that is a Band-Aid, is a scab over the solution instead of actually doing the right thing. And I don't think that what the UPS union workers are asking for is unreasonable, especially the work condition things, but even the pay increase, because it's such an essential service now, it has become so much more important than it used to be. And it is a hard job.
I mean, I've talked to some of these drivers that would deliver stuff to L.L. Bean here in Madison. And oftentimes some of these packages were bulky and they were well over 100 pounds. And one driver is expected to deliver these packages. And by the way, oftentimes without a dolly, just lifting these things and walking long distances across stores or apartments, whatever. I mean, I baled hay as a kid, all right, at my grandparents' farm. And some of these drivers on certain days are being put through at least the same type of conditions as baling hay. Let's go to, speaking of back home in Richland County, let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Yuba, Wisconsin. Yuba is in beautiful Richland County. That is where we find Lee. Lee in Yuba, what say you?
Hello, Todd. How you doing?
Well, better now that you're on the line with us. Thanks for listening on WRCE in Richland Center. What say you, sir, about this
you're
UPS?
Certainly welcome.
What say you about this looming strike?
Well, my family is a union family, and UPS makes tons of money. And they ought to have some of the executives that make millions of dollars come down and drive those trucks, work on the lines, and do the things that people have to do. They make all kinds of money off the backs of the working people, and unions built this country, and the you know, the working class, the middle class people. And I am definitely for the union, and I think the scabs that may come in and take over their jobs, I hope they get to pay the price by being in those overheated trucks and suffer what the people have to suffer every day.
I agree with you, Lee. I'm on board. I'm supporting the UPS workers on this, partly just for the reasons you said, but I saw this stuff with my own eyes when I was helping unload trucks. And like I said just before you came on, some of these drivers have to lift packages that are well over 100 pounds and sometimes without a dolly. Oh, yeah. And not just in the truck. They're having to take them into a building or out of. I mean, it's really hard work, and they're on this clock, and they have to try to find a place to use the restroom.
Yes, and they move right along. I mean, they don't dally. We've had a number of people from UPS deliver to our farm, and they do their job. They do a darn good job, and some of these people that sit in leather chairs and don't do anything but smoke cigars and wish they had more money, you got to get out on the line and do some work.
I couldn't agree with you more. These top executives certainly could sacrifice some of those golden parachutes and actually help the workers. Lee, always appreciate you listening up there at WRCE and Richland Center in Yuba. Really appreciate the call. You have a great day, okay? All right, thank you so very much. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Appreciate you listening in. Let's go back to the phone line and go to Bev in Richland Center. Bev, thanks for listening up there in RC. What say you?
Well, I have to say that I agree with my fellow Richland County resident, Lee, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing, I don't blame people taking the non-union jobs. Everybody's got a right to try to find a better job. Mm-hmm. And if someone's trying to get make more money for their family, it's hard to blame the folks that are taking what we consider to be the scab jobs.
Sure.
What I think is wrong is the fact that the company won't negotiate in faith with the workers and solve this strike before it happens.
It's one of those, to me, Bev, don't judge until you're in somebody else's shoes. And if you're trying to provide for a family and a $30 an hour job or whatever it is comes along, yeah, I get it. I'm not sure that I 100%, I mean, it still does hurt those workers trying to get better benefits. But, you know, if it's a person trying to provide for their family, hard to be too judgmental.
Yeah, and the unions have struggled, you know, since the beginning of the country with with the businesses bringing in scabs or bringing in the non-union labor. And it's never been good for anyone. Yeah. But you can't blame the folks who are just trying to make a living.
Bev, always appreciate listening in. It was great to meet you recently up there at Richland Center. You have a great day in Richland County. Bev, let's go down to Watertown. And Annie in Watertown, 1 minute before the break, it's all yours.
I've known a lot of people that work for UPS, and I know as drivers or the package handlers, it's really tough. Your driving record, I mean, you make one little mistake, you're out. I mean, it's rare when you get away with one little driving mistake. I mean, so that's tough. I know the last time they went on strike, it's like, oh, they make so much money. One thing is, I was so worried about my friends that were drivers that worked through the pandemic.
Yeah,
and they did, at risking themselves. And then after the pandemic, UPS got some kind of big, giant millions of dollars
yeah,
bonus.
PPP, yeah, right.
And none of it went to the drivers.
Annie, thank you so much for up against the break. Annie in Watertown, thank you so much. Great point. Talk more about unions with the writer's strike and the actor's strike with Tara Ariano after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. An EF1 tornado has caused massive damage in North Carolina, and there's devastating flooding in western Kentucky. The Weather Channel's Justin Michaels.
Just outside the city of Mayfield, what is expected to be a new 24-hour rainfall record for the state, with over 11 inches.
Breaking down the possibilities for former President Trump in the election interference case. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The target letter sent to Trump cites several possible charges, including witness tampering and obstruction of an official proceeding. awaiting the January 6th electoral count certification.
The January 6th grand jury could be back at federal court in Washington today. There is one winner in last night's giant Powerball drawing. The ticket sold at a convenience store in downtown L.A. Michigan Lottery's Jacob Harris.
The $1.08 billion annuitized jackpot prize and the cash value of that prize is about $558 million before taxes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back in. Mr. Aaron Zobbers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is now 33 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Our next guest we welcome in, and so happy to have her here along with us. It is Tara Arellano, and she is a writer, a TV critic. She was the co-founder of a fabulous company and site called Television Without Pity, and she has appeared as a national critic of TV in places like GQ, Vanity Fair, Crack.com, and several others. And just found out she is also a podcaster. She has a podcast called Extra Hot Great. We welcome her in, Tara Arellano. Thanks for being here.
Hi, happy to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, because people who know me know I love television. I'm 53, so I'm more of a broadcast. I'm still getting the hang of all the streaming stuff. It's just too much stuff sometimes for a guy or for anybody. And it's great to have a national critic who can help us sort through all this stuff. Tara, where did you grow up at, and what led you into the business of being a critic and writer for television?
Oh, well, I was initially born in the Saskatchewan, nice. Moved to the Niagara region of Ontario in high school, and then lived there through college, went to Toronto for grad school, and then I've lived all over the U.S. So I guess I got started writing in television because I'm like you. I just always loved TV, like back from when I was a pretty young kid. Mm. And so once the web revolution started, it was very easy to start a website. And so a friend of mine, Sarah D. Bunting, and my husband, David T. Cole, and I all started a website about Dawson's Creek. This is how long ago it was,
right?
25 years. And then, we just did recaps. And then after that was successful enough in the first year, we sort of expanded it out. And that turned into Television Without Pity, where we were covering dozens and dozens of shows every year.
I think for a lot of people, right, is some of our earliest memories. I'm trying to think of like the first TV that I remember having on in the house or watching that I specifically watched was probably Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and Captain Kangaroo. And then for whatever reason, I was born in 69, and so I was around during the Watergate hearings. And I remember the Watergate hearings being on. But I mean, those are indelible moments in a person's life. What was your earliest memory of television?
I also was a Sesame Street watcher. Yeah. There were different shows that were paired with it in Canada, and I'm sure that your listeners. Yeah.
You never know. We stream around. I mean, there could be some Canadian listeners. You never know.
Okay, well, it was The Friendly Giant, and then Mr. Dress Up, and then Sesame Street was the rock block every day on the CBC, and then every day at lunchtime it was the Flintstones, reruns of the Flintstones at noon.
Yeah.
And then The Muppet Show was probably a really formative show for me when I was a kid. I think we are around the same age, so I wasn't quite old enough for Watergate, but I'm sure we have a lot of the same cultural touchstones.
But you know, my parents got divorced when I was 11 or so, and so my sister and I would come home, my mom would be working, and we're kind of latchkey kids, right? And so television was
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
Instead of 844-96-PARTY, what is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cooler and a lot less humid today. A few clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high right around 76 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 56 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 82 on Saturday. Mostly sunny with an evening or nighttime thunderstorm. Our high Saturday, 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.